You're listening to another great show from the Nod Network. Find more great content at nerdod.com.
Let us actually have a proper PI Howard the Duck film.
So. What's a DC equivalent? If they did Dog Welder, that is very much like them going, right, we need like an Ant-Man or a Guardians here. Everyone knows Batman and Superman. Like, we're not giving anyone any surprises. What have we got? It's this Dog Welder character.
And welcome to this week's edition of the Nerd OD podcast. I am Reg.
And I'm Dan.
Deja vu.
What do you mean?
Massive deja vu. I remember.
We have done this 48 other times.
It only seems, Dan, randomly, that we've done a podcast where Steve Page has just announced a UK tour before.
Wow.
Oh!
You're getting right into it.
Back again!
Hi, everyone.
Sorry, but hi. We will regale tales and stuff. But Steve Page is back. After 10 years of not seeing him, I now get to see him twice in like 6 months.
Very much so. Very true.
Maybe a little bit longer than
that,
but still.
Just for you.
Just
for my birthday.
Just for your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's your birthday month.
It is.
I just seen Steve Page and got all excited and forgot about everything.
Exactly. It's why I forgot about your birthday, because other stuff's exciting at the minute. I can't think what, but just stuff, you know, generally. General stuff.
Well, you know, Walking Dead's back, so there's that.
That's true.
So that's been fun and emotional.
Yep.
And Arrow and Flash are back on again. They've started again. That's exciting for people that are still interested.
Yeah. Are you not? Have you given up now?
I think my thing is I don't have a lot of spare time. So the time I've got, I prefer to be playing the games that I've been buying.
Okay.
Instead of watching stuff. So it's not the fact that...
It's just one form of entertainment or another.
But at the same time, I'm not in any rush to go back to them. Like, they've been sat there for ages. Yeah. And, like, when they must have realised that I've not been watching them, because even Sky was just like, yeah, we've not bothered carrying on the series link for you because you're blatantly not interested
really?
In, like, the seven that you've got to watch for both of them still anyway.
Right.
Like, I've still not seen the crossover yet. I've not seen anything.
Oh, right, so you're not even up to date.
No, God, no. Oh. I'm on episode 4 or 6 of Arrow and Flash.
Right.
Like, I know that... From IGN alone, like from and other gaming sources, or news sources, should I say. I know that Iris gets some powers and she becomes a speedster now as well.
Right. Thanks, Reg.
Shock horror.
Thanks a lot, Reg.
Another speedster thing. That's happened.
It hasn't.
Well, it was
really
all over.
Hasn't.
It was all over.
Really
IGN.
Hasn't, Reg. I watched the latest one on Tuesday or Wednesday and it definitely hasn't happened.
Are they ahead of us?
America.
Yeah.
Very much. They're always ahead of us.
Spoiler alert.
Thanks.
Oops.
Never mind, eh? Fortunately, it's not something that I care enough about that I'm not bothered. So it's all right. Don't worry. Now, if you went, you know, I mean, Carl died. Carl got bitten by a zombie and now he's dead.
What?
And I didn't know that. That would be annoying.
That would be frustrating.
Would be so annoying if I was not up to date, but I, you know, I was listening to a podcast and they randomly spouted that out. Mm. And I'd never listen to that podcast ever again.
Would you not?
No. Episode 50.
But the nice thing is, though, is that we did it right at the very, very end of last week's one. So if anyone decided to stick around after all the random gubbins and whatnot, they would have had it. But
that's true.
If not, it wouldn't have been that much of an issue for them.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we?
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
It's my birthday week.
That was the 2.5 minute summary of what we're going to talk about for the rest of the show.
There's a show?
I can't imagine that is all you want to say about Steve Page. Am I wrong?
The only thing I've got to say about it, apart from the fact that we're getting to do an awesome VIP experience again. Very close to home in Liverpool, which is going to be great.
Yeah, we did an entire episode where a while back, if you haven't listened to it, if you're new or just a fair weather pod listener,
go back and listen to it. It's fucking brilliant.
I love it. It was our Bare Naked Lady / Steve Page / Reg and Dan's blossoming friendship retrospective pod. And it was lovely. It was great. I really enjoyed editing it, and there's clips of songs in it and stuff. Because we went to see him. So Steve Page is the ex-lead singer of the Bare Naked Ladies, who left the band / got kicked out under a bit of a shadow of he got found with drugs and blah, 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 right when he had a kids album out.
We don't always have to talk about this. Every time we talk about Steve Page, you always have to, like,
I've got to give people, you know, there's always one new listener, Reg. There's always going to be someone who this is their first time.
So then when you're
time.
Like, he's amazing. And he is like, amazing. The first thing they'll think about is, right,
the point
he
is,
does drugs.
He left. No. And well, the Bionic Ladies have been back several times.
And again next month.
And again next month, yep. He hasn't until 10 years later. He decides he's going to do this tour. And when was it? Was it September, October, something like that?
Yeah,
October. And then we thought, oh, well, that'd be it for a while. But he was a bit poorly on that tour. So I wonder if that had any impact on it. But the other day he put up a picture, four pictures on Instagram of like a pack of Jaffa cakes and like a Greg's pasty or something like that. It was like really British food.
Mm.
And he just said, coming soon. I was like, interesting. And then the next day he put up emojis of British and Irish flags.
And then maybe it was like a legal eater.
Yeah, and then that would have been good. And then a couple of hours later, he was like, yep, I'm coming back. We loved it so much. We're coming back to do another tour. We're playing totally different places this time. So rather than having to go to Manchester and London and Birmingham, they're coming to Liverpool.
They are coming
That's
to
like,
Liverpool.
I could swim there, Reg.
You could.
Yeah, and
the last time they played Liverpool, I think it was Royal Court Theatre.
Royal Court Theatre,
with
yep.
Dog Puncher.
Yes, that's right. Very true.
Such a great tune.
That's amazing.
Such a great tune.
Again, I inserted that clip in the retrospective pod. Go and listen to it and then come back. But they're playing, him and his band, they're playing at the Arts Club, which I've never been to, but I think I have.
Excellent. I
because
love these.
It's not the, it wasn't called the Arts Club. Someone said, oh, it's the Barfly.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. Where awesome. We saw Frosty. Can you imagine? And I'm not even kidding. I remember saying years and years and years ago, like, why doesn't someone like, he could just come over with a guitar and hire little venues like this. And I remember saying it around the time of one of the Liam Frost Barfly gigs going like,
yeah.
Places like this, he could, you know, even if he half sold it out, if we just did a Travelodge tour of the UK, hired a car, brought a guitar, it wouldn't take any effort. He'd make his money back.
Yeah.
And now, what, 8, 9 years later, here he is. Here he actually is.
Well, to be fair, he lives a very, very long while away, so the echo would have took a long time for it to catch up to him, and then he was like, ah.
Right.
Shout.
That how sound works.
That's how sound works.
I understand, I see.
But he's also said that part two is coming out this year as well.
Oh, well, there you go. So maybe for August.
He said I was reading as soon as it happened, and I actually managed to get out of work and stuff. I was like, right, read all about it. Like, all excited.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, so...
There's not many things I ring you for.
So we're going to play some old...
Steve Page tour is a... warrants a phone call.
So we're going to play some old school stuff, and then we're going to play some brand new stuff, like lots of brand new stuff from the new album. I'm like,
well, I mean, that's good, because at least then it is going to be a different set, because we saw the same set three times, which was still a wonderful set, but rather than doing it a few this glorious. Time, we've just gone, let's just go our home gig and let's do VIP.
So Ash was like, oh my God, like I sent Ash the thing, and she's like, oh my God, when can we get tickets?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. she really wants to come, like she right? really wants to come.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, we're definitely doing VIP. If you don't, you can come with like Nat or something. You can just like drink and whatnot.
Yeah.
And said, you can just come normal. But I'm 100% doing the VIP. And she's like, how much is VIP? So I was like, it's like 60 odd quid.
It's not even bad.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like it's genuine. And she was like, all right, how much is a normal ticket? And I was like, 30. She went, yeah, you can go by yourself. And I was like, right, okay then. So I thought, oh, it's released the tickets on my birthday week. So I'm like, all right, yes, so VIP is only 60. And I was like, brilliant, you go, buy it, put it out on my...
Yeah, but at this point, right. She's already got you your present, surely.
Okay, so, I was like, fine, fair enough then, and I stuck it up on Facebook then, and Ash was like, buy your own ticket, and I'm like, right, so I went on Facebook, and I was like, who would love to buy me, it's my birthday, and like, VIP tickets, and then like, my mum was like, would you like anything for your birthday? I was like, I've literally just put up this is weird, but I don't want you to spend that much on me.
Right.
So, no. So, who's next? And then Dave was like, just thinking, I'll buy your Steve Page tickets. I don't know what to get you for your birthday. And I was like, well, VIP 60, normal 30. So no, you're not spending anywhere near that much on me, mate. As much as I appreciate it and I would love it. No. And he's like, well, 60 quid's for two, right? I'm like, no, that's for the one VIP. That's the one where I go to lick his face and, you know, have fun with Steve Page. And then there's the gig and whatnot.
Exactly.
So you're not doing that. He's like, right. Cool. Well, we're going to see Feeder on Saturday. So you can have a t-shirt. I'm like,
cool.
Sweet. Excellent. So I'll pay for the petrol then to drive down to Feeder on my birthday. Literally my birthday. That's fine. Awesome. So I was like, right. So then I was like, said to to you and say, is it out yet? Because I started getting really, like, for some reason, I've been the day ahead of myself this entire week. So Thursday morning hit, and I was like, oh my God, it's live, right? Are we going? Are we buying? I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And Ash was like, it's tomorrow. And
yeah,
oh, right, okay.
But you're right. I mean, I was all ready to get them, and then I was in work, and then I just was a bit busy and then forgot, and then you text that, and I was like, oh, yeah. And I went on and bought them. Like, yes, now we have them. It's all good.
Yeah.
Also, I forgot. So on Saturday, another set of tickets went on sale that I wanted that no one else cares about. I don't really remember. Last year when I was in Paris, went to see a group called Necronomidon.
Yeah.
And they played London and they played Paris, and I think that was about it. That was a little mini tour. They're doing a bit of a bigger UK tour, so they're playing London, they're playing Birmingham, they're playing Manchester, they're playing Night and Day in Manchester.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so
my
again,
God.
Night and Day is another one of our venues.
How much are the tickets for
tenner.
This? I'll come along to this if it's not sold out.
It's not sold out. They're also that. So there's normal, basically. The three shows, Birmingham and Manchester, are the group with a backing track, which is what I saw in Paris, and that's what they normally do when they tour abroad. But then London is, and they're a tenor. London is with a band,
right? Okay.
They have a Necroma band, and I've seen some videos, and it is amazing with the band as well. I'm like, at first I was like, yes, I don't have to go to London. This is amazing. And I actually just go to Manchester. And I was like, but, okay, but London, they've got the band, all right. And then Birmingham's in the middle, so let's just do all three of them. And then they said, we're also going to have VIP upgrades. Okay, all right, let's see what the VIP upgrade will be. And it's not that bad. It's an extra £50. So it's still only £60 for a ticket and the upgrade. But you get a T-shirt and you get a patch. You get a poster that they'll sign. It's a meet and greet, early access, and all that sort of stuff. So it doesn't look that bad. I'm holding off on that because I don't think they'll sell out. I've bought my ticket for Manchester, and I'll see what happens if I want to do Birmingham and London. But
right.
That's a possibility. But yeah, we'll see.
I love Night and Day Cafe. It's such a good little venue.
It's awesome. It's been ages since you've been there, but we've seen some absolutely amazing acts. I mean, we've seen Liam Frost there a million times.
Yeah, when you're talking about the Barfly in Liverpool, that's where we saw Jesse
Malin, yeah. That was one of the places, actually, yeah.
He told us all to sit down, he came in the middle of the crowd and whatnot, singing the tunes and whatnot.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Night and Day, we saw Frank Turner, like fairly recently saw Frank Turner.
There, that was an incredible gig.
Who else? Twin Forks.
Yeah.
Jeremy Wormsley.
Nope. You know,
private joke, don't worry, guys.
Yeah,
so that's that, and so I haven't decided what to do, but I'm going to see how much money I come back from my holiday with, and then I'll see. I might upgrade. I might get more tickets. I might book hotels and stuff.
So when is it? When is the actual
June 4th is Manchester, and 5th and 6th is Birmingham and London. So
right. So it's at least three nights on
exactly.
The
so
as well.
So you know, it's a nice little trip if I want to drive up or something like that, or get a train. I don't know. Anyway, this isn't pod conversation. This is just, I'll work out what I'm going
to
do.
Well, it is, because it's entertaining for the people that listen into your stories about this.
Maybe.
That's
maybe,
what the Gubbins is about.
Maybe.
I'm also really full at the minute. So we just went for a massive carvery before we started this podcast as like a birthday mini celebration-y thing. So
you're
all right
waiting for presents, aren't you? You understand you're waiting till I get back for presents, yeah?
Oh, right, is that what's going on?
Yeah, well, you don't have to have Japanese presents.
No, we've had this conversation.
Yes, I know, I was just clarifying.
Like,
because I think you joked, I think you went both.
Yeah,
so,
well,
I mean, to be honest, I was in Home Bargain yesterday, right? And that face isn't because I was in Home Bargain, was it?
So, you know, I just said we went for a carvery.
Right.
I had a load of stuff in, and I apologize
for
standing in
this
room
face?
Right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm just like, it's only a tiny room we're in at the minute as well, so it's going to be quite bad for you.
Well, okay, I'll try and ignore it. But I was in Home Bargain last night getting a couple of things. And I always have a check in the toy section because they do sometimes have some amazing things like those Lego, like the Fry and stuff like that and whatever. And they had a load of Turtles Mega Blocks. And little sets where you got a character and then you got a little thing to go with. And I was like, oh, look amazing. That, and they were really, it was like cheap enough that it'd be like, here's a little present, Reg, to be happy for now. And then I'll get you something good when I come back from holiday. But I looked and they had Donatello, they had Raphael, they had Leonardo, and they didn't have any Michelangelo, so I didn't bother.
It's because he's the party dude. That's the reason why. If people want it.
Must have been. There was about three different types of set as well. There was like a little one, a big one for a bit more, and then a bigger one. None of them had Michelangelo.
Is he the
most popular character?
Definitely. It's a toss-up between him and Raph.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have many Raphs, but they had a couple of Raphs.
But yeah, usually I'd say definitely Mikey. Mm. But it's only because Mikey's my favourite as well.
Yeah.
He is legendary.
Yeah.
Very legendary. So, speaking of legendary gubbinses, Dan.
Okay.
So, weirdly, I was looking on one of the gaming news websites the other day, and I come across, obviously, the Avengers thing, which wasn't what this was going to be about, but now, while we're on it. So, the Avengers new film, Infinity Wars, has been brought forward until, like, April 27th or something it was.
Let me get Twitter up, because I want to read the Twitter conversation that announced this. It is amazing.
This is one of the best announcements for anything ever. It is done so bloody good. It's insane.
So, basically, in the States, it's out on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, haha, because it's Disney and all that. And in the UK, it's April 27th. Okay.
Yep.
Which they do tend to always do that. Don't know why, but they do. So in fact, it's like when, what did we go and see? We saw, was it Avengers?
It was Avengers, wasn't it?
And that had already been out, but we were away when it came out in the UK. And then it was the next week that it was out in the States while we were there. But anywho, Marvel Studios tweets, on a scale of 1 to infinity, how excited are you to see Infinity War on May 4th? Yeah, that's it. Okay. And then replying was a Mr. Robert Downey Jr. And he said, hey, any chance we could see it any earlier? Marvel Studios went, oh, anything for you, Mr. Stark. How's April 27th? And he's like, great. With friends? And then they tweeted a picture of the scene from the trailer of everyone running in Wakanda. And he said, you mean these friends? And then tagged in Chris Evans, Chadwick Boseman, everyone. and then Robert Downey Jr. replies, the entire world? And Marvel's like, that's a fantastic idea. Done. Avengers Infinity War in theatres everywhere, April 27th. Now, we are 2 months away from that. I've never seen a studio go, one of the biggest film releases of all time. Yeah, we're going to bring it forward, more than 2 weeks. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely...
But the thing week. The other people have gone mental over is, where it says fantastic in capital letters.
Yes. Okay, I see that. Yeah. Really? I'd not picked up on that. I'd not even seen people.
Literally, it's gone mental. It's like, reboot time already. Let's get him back in. And you're like, wow.
Imagine if they, as soon as they made that deal, they were like, right, let's get something done in secret and let's film a tiny little clip. Just a little hint.
How awesome would it be, though?
That would be amazing.
Because now that Marvel are doing, like, Marvel have always done great films. Obviously, yeah. Fox and Sony were a bit shit for Deadpool. They'd look amazing. It would be so good. It would be so good. It wouldn't be cheese and it wouldn't be poor. It would put some decent effort in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be awesome if you did bring them in.
I do think the problem with that Fantastic Four film, the last one, was it was just rushed. It was really short, which is unusual, and which I'd never normally complain at. But for a film like that, it wasn't long enough. They didn't fit anything in that they needed to flesh it out. It was really rushed. And the story didn't make sense. And they clearly were just like, we need to get this done. If this is not out in time, because it had been through how many changes, hadn't it? You just need someone to put that effort in. Now, without that time frame, if you think about it, there's probably with Infinity War, maybe with part two, there's going to be a lot of these characters that are probably not going to have any more movies, whether they die or not, or they just go, let's not milk that.
Yeah.
Because I know people think, like, they've announced another 8, haven't they? With release dates. And there's like 3 a year now. That people are like, no, that's milking it. And to a point, maybe it is, but I think that's going to be mixing it up with new films and some of the newer characters. So at least they aren't going, here's Thor 17, whatever. I do hope they do another Thor, though. They need to do another one after they just did the blooming Ragnarok.
Yeah. See, I'd be content with that, but as well, at the same time, if that was his last sort of solo one, like, kudos.
Exactly. Awesome. Yeah.
Like, that is the way to go out if you're going to go out.
Yeah, and at least with Guardians, I like the idea of them maybe rotating the cast a little bit, you know. Happy if they want to carry on doing them and, three and out, unless like they usually do, but then bring some new characters in. But yeah, we know there'll be no more Iron Man, you know, a few that they'll finish at three, I think. But they just, if you think about all the other characters you've got, there's not anyone, you're starting to run out of these big ones where you're just like, they need to make that film.
Yeah.
And they are starting to sort of scrape around the bottom of where people who aren't fans don't really know of them. Mm. You know, and not a lot of people know about Miss Marvel. Loads of people didn't know Ant-Man. Mm. You know, Doctor Strange to a slightly lesser extent. But to then have something suddenly that is big at their disposal, something like Fantastic Four, I think they'll be stupid to not go for it.
Yeah. My only thing is I don't want them to go for it. Now they're diving into the obscure ones and whatnot.
Mm.
Let us have a Howard the Duck film. Let us actually have a proper PI Howard the Duck film. Not a mental one like Lucas did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, full-on proper Marvel star one where, like, he is, you know, constantly going down to see She-Hulk and whatnot and just, mm-hmm. like, having the gabs, having the banter. Like, let it be done properly. Yeah.
He could join the Guardians. And yeah, I think...
Easily.
I think Guardians of the Galaxy 4, he'll replace Rocket.
Oh, he's so good.
If you think about it, Rocket and Groot, people would be like, don't ever get rid of them. They are the film. They are the breakout of it. I think he's probably the one character that could replace him.
I'd love it. I'd love just even if it's just little mini parts in each film.
Mm.
Just enough. Give him like a 15-minute scene or something where, you know, it'll be like...
It's a long scene.
Well, yeah, but you know, like yes, 15 minutes in the film. Just right. Like cut it up.
Yeah.
So like when you go to him to get some information, because mm-hmm. obviously like he can go out and do a little bit of PI work. And then just one bit where he's in the cockpit. Of like the gun compartment
mm-hmm.
in a ship where it just turns and he's got a cigar lit and he's like, let's do this. And he just goes for it. It'd be incredible. Or chasing some skirt like he loves to do in the comics.
Mm.
It's just like, there's so much you could do with that character and it won't be boring.
No.
It'll be superb and they need to do that.
I think it would have the same reaction as Ant-Man. And the people are like, what on earth? But then... It is just, it's slightly more of an all-out comedy film than it is a superhero film to a point. Mix of both, like, but yeah, I think they could do it. And we're getting to that point where people are happy to just go along with whatever the heck.
They genuinely trust Marvel
yes.
so much that they're like, just go with it.
Yep.
Like, it is fine.
Mm. So, what's a DC equivalent? Is it if they did, like, what was it? Cat Stapler? No, what was
Dog
it?
Welder.
Dog Welder.
Cat Stapler.
That was our version, wasn't it? If they did Dog Welder, that is very much like them going, right, come on, we need like an Ant-Man or a Guardians here. Everyone knows Batman and Superman. Like, we're not giving anyone any surprises. Mm. What have we got? Is this Dog Welder character? Okay, tell me more.
that's genuinely
yeah, that's about
he goes
it.
Around fighting crime by welding dead dogs onto people's faces so that people know they've committed crimes.
But I do
it's just that. Like, how did that get?
How is this the third time we've talked about this on a podcast? It keeps going mental. Back. It is.
Speaking of dogs, though, this is the story I was originally.
It's all about how
originally going onto.
All right.
So I was flicking through entertainment websites.
Mm.
Do you realise Barbara Streisand cloned her dogs? Her dogs that she's got at the moment are clones of her original dog that died.
What?
Yes! I understand we have the technology to do random shit.
She didn't ask herself if she could. She should have asked herself if she should.
She just went out and done it. So basically, she had this...
It's like the sheep, like Dolly the Sheep.
Yeah,
but with dogs.
But this is, yeah, there's a dog. She had a dog, Sammy, which was a curly-haired little, I don't know what dog it was.
Yeah,
another curly-haired Coton.
Right.
Or Coton. I don't know how you pronounce it, because I'm not a massive fan of dogs.
Cajon.
But yeah, so she was like, I really, really missed it. So apparently she was talking to some guy who was running like a lab.
Mm.
And he was like, yeah, we can do that.
Is that allowed? Is it not like against the blooming Geneva Conventions or something like that, that you're not allowed to clone things?
Surely
not. For entertainment purposes, for science.
But the thing is, there wasn't even one of them. There was two of them.
She made two.
She made two clones of the same dog.
Just in case one didn't take, just in case one sort of grew up a bit.
But the thing I love is, even though they're clones, they've got unique personalities.
Well, what was even the point then?
Genuinely, like...
That's exactly. Is it nurture mental. Versus nature, though, Reg? That's exactly what it is, isn't it?
Apparently, you can clone the look of a dog, but you can't clone the soul.
Okay.
And like,
then what is even the point?
So, in other words, you've got another dog.
Yeah,
right?
You've got the same breed of dog.
Yeah, you could have gone out and you just got a dog.
That's what this scientist did, didn't he? He's like, it's going to cost you about 120 million. Sorry, I missed a zero. Okay, do it. And he just went to his local blooming Pets at Home.
Yeah.
Right. I need two curly haired dogs. Looks a bit like this. Oh, yeah, I've got a couple of them. Sold.
It's just mental. But I didn't know we were that advanced that we could actually do.
Yeah. Well, I knew we could do it.
Years back,
yeah, exactly. I knew that it was possible, but I didn't know that it was a thing that you could do. Do you know what I mean?
I want to know how long it is until we have human trials and where can I get an army of Regers?
Do you really want that, Reg? Because you can clone your look.
How amazing would the podcast be, though, if we just had, like, a load of me's? Because each me would be different me.
Mm-hmm.
It would be... It's so weird. Imagine having a me that didn't like
you. Imagine having one of you that actually likes Steve.
No, that's too far-fetched.
Right, okay.
That's too far-fetched. But speaking of which, right. It's going to be next week, isn't it? That I'm going to have to do one with him.
Well, yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys work out what you want to do. Because at the end of the day, the next episode is 50.
So the next, we'll do like a Steve show or something.
Could do.
The nerd chill. Under the guise of that. Or I might do Nerd OD.
After Dark. Reg After Dark.
After Dark.
Do Reg
we'll
After
do
Dark.
Reg After Dark. We'll do Reg After Dark.
Okay.
We'll do something just to keep it going under the guise of Nerd OD, but it won't hit the 50 episode.
Okay.
And then when you come back,
possibly.
We'll do the 50.
Fair
but
enough.
We will make sure that you
or
listeners...
I'll Skype in.
Oh, you could Skype in for a show?
Yeah.
All two of our three of our listeners, I reckon we've got.
Yeah.
At least you'll have something in your ear holes for the next 2 weeks.
Something in your ear holes?
Ear.
Oh, okay.
Ear holes.
Right.
Because that's what we have. You know what potentially might not have ear holes done? Mutants.
Right. So the mutation might be lack of ear holes.
It could be. So I was there having a really bad segue.
Yeah, clearly.
into a story.
Okay.
Weirdly, going through social media the other day, and a trailer popped up for a brand new PS4 game, like an exclusive from Funcom. And I'm like, right, okay. Genuinely not heard of this game before. Mutant Zero Year Zero, Road to Eden.
Right.
Is what it's called. Now, the trailer looks awesome. You've got, like, a big, huge duck guy, which I was going to try and segue from Howard the Duck into that, but
I took you off it, sorry.
You've got, like, a big pig guy and some woman that's got some weird powers and whatnot. It's like,
this isn't Beyond Good and Evil.
No, it's not Beyond Good and Evil. No, it looks awesome. So, basically, from the trailer alone, they're trying to go scavenging through this house. Doesn't show you any of the gameplay on the trailer that you show on there. However, when you actually look into it,
they look awesome. I've got the picture up of the pig and the duck.
Yeah, how good do they look?
Yeah,
they look superb.
Tactical adventure you didn't see coming, apparently.
Yeah, that's it. So
a blend of XCOM Fallout. Wow. Okay, this sounds awesome.
Yeah, how good does it sound? And it looks really fun. And it's out this year at some point. We don't know what date it's coming out, as they haven't really told us much. But it's I was going to say, it just genuinely looks really, really cool. So it's in a post-human Earth. And it's not made by Funcom,
no,
but by
they're a
small new developer called, I love the name of it, Bearded Ladies,
right.
Which actually include the ex-Hitman developers and Payday designer who do it, but Funcom are actually like publishing it.
Yeah.
From the look of it. And it genuinely looks brilliant. It's coming out on PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Which is coming out. And yeah, I genuinely can't wait to actually play this. It looks like if Daffy Duck just loses it, that looks like him in the trailer.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I think it's going to be absolutely superb.
The style of it doesn't look right against the characters, but I like the sound of this.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, I love XCOM. We've been discussing about how I need to get back into into XCOM again. And I think I might just wait and play this because this is cool. Last week, while we're discussing keep on things we're harkening back to, mm-hmm. we told a story about Yakuza 6 having like a stupidly huge demo that you could play. Turns out that in North America they forgot to actually take off the this is the out of bounds bit from now on. You can't play Yakuza 6 anymore, but you can pre-order it. Like over here, you hit a certain point, it's like, hey, do you want to pre-order it now? Everything's going to transfer across.
The demo was basically, you download the entire game with a restriction on and you could unlock it.
In North America.
They forgot.
Oops. So anyone who downloaded the actual game in North America has now got the full version of Yakuza 6.
As
long as you don't update, you've got Yakuza 6 for free.
Wow.
And like, how good is that? Because I've been debating all these years, right?
Yeah,
I've had a huge massive grudge against
Made well more than six, actually.
They made about 12,
yeah,
easily about 12,
but they couldn't make a
Shenmue 3, and now we're getting a Shenmue 3. I'm debating about giving Yakuza a shot.
Fair enough. Yes,
because apparently they're great games.
Yeah, I hear so much good stuff about it.
I would love them, but
I don't know where to start. That's the problem. I feel like I've let too many pass by now that I can't.
They've started doing the remakes, like proper full on remake, not just like a remaster, but remakes from zero onwards.
Mm.
So I think the best way to do it is now is just literally start zero and work up towards them all. But just try one. I mean, what I'm going to do, because the story sounds very similar. You're a mafia guy, go kick shit out of things. So I'm just literally like, right, Google which one's the best one. Start with that one. Yep. If that's amazing, then see, I know it's a good series. If that's just passable, then what's the point? So, you know, I'm very intrigued. But at the same time, I don't know how much of my day I want to give it. But I do want to.
Well, you've only got a small pile of games. Just wait till you can get it for 7p on eBay, Reg.
I will do that. Speaking of piles of games and stuff that we basically have lots of.
Okay.
3D Realms love firing off loads of their old. So 3D Realms is Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem,
guys.
Yeah.
And obviously they did Duke Nukem Forever and everyone was like, nah, this is shit.
Yeah.
Do what you're good at. And I'm like, right, okay.
So
they're stealthily releasing the game using their old Duke Nukem 3D engine. Right,
amazing,
and
really?
It's called Ion Maiden.
Right, I like it.
which is coming out, and it looks really pointless because it is using the fucking Duke Nukem 3D engine. It looks horrendous.
What's it on?
But it looks nice. PC, obviously. Okay. It's on early access at the minute. It's on Steam where you can actually go and have a look at it.
See, the last game that I played that was. Used that sort of engine was on the Game Boy Advance.
Right.
And it worked well. Do you remember, it was such so ridiculous, do you remember a game called X versus Sever?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a first person shooter on the Game Boy Advance. It was, I think it was the first one, like, to use the, it was almost like Mode 7 graphics, wasn't it? But, you know, and it was great. And it turned out it was based on a movie that got delayed by like 18 months.
Yeah,
so the game
came out. It was awful.
The game came out, but the X versus Sever movie wasn't there to go along with it.
Was it Antonio Banderas?
It was, and Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
So then they got to work on another one. So they made a second game, X versus Sever Ballistic. And that came out when the movie came out. It was just so random.
Yeah. The thing is, the first game was brilliant. Yeah. I enjoyed it. Yeah. Really
second
enjoyed
was,
it.
Was all right as well. But, for a Game Boy Advance game, it was like, oh my word, this is actually amazing.
Yeah.
But, sorry.
So. So basically, the company itself that's actually made, well, the team that's made it, it's called Void Point.
Mm.
And they're using 3D Realms as a publisher and using their actual system, their old school engine to actually make it. Then when you delve into it a lot more, there was an old 3D Realms game years ago, which was horrendous.
Okay.
That was called Bombshell.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Nope.
Go on.
I never knew about it. I didn't think until when I looked back at it, I was like, oh, yeah. Came out a couple of years back. It was in like 2015 or 16 or something. And it was pretty rubbish. Very, very
That's
rubbish.
It's a recent game. Wow.
But they're like, right, okay, we're going to do a prequel of this. It's going to be like an old school FPS.
Right.
So it looks very, very peculiar, and I don't understand what's the point. I mean, they're charging $20 for it, so it's going to be, what, about 15 quid over here? Surely if you're into that sort of style of game, why don't you just pick up like the Shadow Warrior games, which are so much more fun.
Yeah, we played the first one at EGX a couple of years ago, because everything was busy, and then we just saw this game sat there, and like, Shadow Warrior, I remember that.
Yeah.
And played it for a good, like, 15, 20 minutes, and it was actually kind of fun. It was a decent first person. And they did the second one, didn't they, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, Shadow Warrior 2 is just not long come
but
out.
Fortunately, Reg, I don't need to fill my sort of my time with games like that that I just don't want to play, because I've got lots of great free stuff that I can play the next month or this month.
Oh, on my birthday of all days, on my actual birthday.
The PS Plus games.
The greatest game of our generation until Shenmue 3 comes out is being launched for free. On it.
Ratchet and Clank is just legendary.
I love it. I've platinumed that one.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Okay.
So good.
Or do you mean Bloodborne?
And then there's something else as well, which is free, like Blood Souls.
So yeah, PS Plus basically for March is like, they went, oh yeah, sorry about February. Let's just give you some really good games.
Yeah.
So Bloodborne, Ratchet and Clank, which that's a fairly big title, though, at least.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's one that you'll put on for an hour and just be like, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Turn it off, put it back on again at a later date.
And Mighty No. 9, which I've heard isn't great.
No.
But it's something I've been interested in playing, so that's good. And Claire, on the both on the PS4 and on the Vita.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the only disappointment. No Vita
games. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not. Now, I've got Bloodborne. I've got the Game of the Year edition. It is platinumed. I'm still waiting for my theme from Software, you scumbags. but it is genuinely the best title of this gen. The story, it's hard as balls. Genuinely as hard as balls. Mm. The story is one of those, I love the way he creates the games, is that it's there if you want to investigate. He's like, if you want to pick up the pieces, you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can work through. Or you can just go through just a ridiculously hard but really entertaining game. You do it by yourself, or you can do it co-op. You can do it up to four people now as well, which is just awesome.
Oh, wow.
And they've got like a good way as well now. They learned it with Bloodborne into basically coming into each other's games. Because with Dark Souls, you've got to put down crystals, put on rings. Like, hopefully the right person comes into your world. If not, you've got to like murder someone just so you can have a friend join your game. It all got very convoluted, whereas this is literally just like, you got a little password system that you fucking summon them in. Boom, done, dusted. You got a little bell. Get a little bell to tell them to sod off. And it's wonderful.
Right.
So we need to play through this.
Yeah.
I want to record your first playthrough of like the first 15 minutes of Bloodborne.
Okay. Well, I played it at Eject Rest.
Right.
I remember.
Okay.
And you got a lot further than me. And then I got to that boss and was moided within about 12 seconds because he was big. And I've never played a Dark Souls game.
And do you know what I'm saying? That's just a bad guy. That's not even
that
a boss.
That wasn't even a boss.
That's not even a boss.
It was
that's
a big bad guy.
He's a big bad guy.
Mm.
But he's not. He's
really wanted a t-shirt as well, but it's failed. So. Yeah.
But it was that game. I love the fact that he was like, we're done with the universe. It's like, if Sony want to do it, they can do whatever they want to do, but our team is not going to make another Bloodborne game. So like, we're done in that world now. And
interesting.
Like, there's so much more to see in it, but I love the fact that, like, you know what? Not going to milk it. It's just done so well, and it's genuinely incredible. So I can't wait to get back into Yharnam with you.
Mm.
It's going to be...
It's going to blow, like, the better get the servers prepared for that, because suddenly it's going to have this massive influx of players.
See, this is the cool thing as well, because there's so many things. Once you do the game, you do Chalice Dungeons, and in order to get, like, the Platinum, or to get, like, the best gear and that sort of stuff, you've got to work your way through these Chalice Dungeons, and each one gets harder and harder and harder until, like, there's literally the point where there's four of us doing this Chalice Dungeon, and we were just crying because, like, it's so hard. It's, like, ridiculously hard. Mm. And then after about 40 attempts, I think, we finally did it, and we're like, oh, my God, but trying to find, like, the fourth person to, like, give us a hand was ridiculous because the game hadn't come out, already had like the Game of the Year edition, like had all the expansions for like about half a year. So everyone's done it, shot back off, doing new characters. No one really's hitting Chalice Dungeons. Now, Jesus, mate, you're not even going to have to wait for more than 2 seconds before you're going to get into a game. The only downside to this is you're going to have all the old guys like me now.
Right.
That can jump in and start ganking you in your world.
Because you're always ganking people, Reg.
I'm not going to do it.
Don't go ganking.
I'm not nasty like that, but I could go ganking. Invade your world.
I know, I can see it in your eyes. You're ganking, ready for ganking.
Yeah.
What's ganking?
Ganking is player killing.
Okay, cool.
So, like, if we were playing WoW.
Just see, give me in Sword Art Online terms. It's PK. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, PK. There you go.
I get it.
I'll be a PK-er.
Okay.
I need to play that game as well. It got released this week.
Yes, there's a new Sword Art Online game, which we've mentioned many, many times how much we like Sword Art Online. And then they released some games for it, which are good, but they're all very much the same. You only need to play one. And a lot of Japanese games have the habit of releasing a version and then 6 months to a year later releasing another version, which is exactly the same game with a few little twists and then a whole extra level on, like a whole extra world on. And I made the mistake of that being my first game. So they released, I don't know what the original one was called, but they released the Hollow something. They released it on the Vita. It was on the PS3?
Yeah,
and then they released it on the Vita, and they added this whole extra area in, and but it's like two whole games, and it takes blooming ages. Mm. In the new area, you need to have pretty much finished the first game to be at a level where you can get into the second game. But even then, there are some areas of it that are ridiculous. I just keep getting murdered because the characters are way too like or the enemies are way too high level. So I keep getting sort of stuck at it. But every now and again, one of the sequels then comes up on a PlayStation Plus sale. Or I see it in game pretty cheap. I'm like, oh, I could get that. I'm like, I still haven't finished this other one. When you look into it, it's just the same game,
with just another little area.
Yeah, without any new ideas or anything like that. But this one is totally, totally different. So the second season of Sword Art Online starts with where they're in rather than a sort of a fantasy RPG, they're in a first-person shooter online game. So this is based on that, so it brings a whole new dynamic into it, and it looks good. It does look really good.
For once, you don't play Kirito, you actually customize the character.
Yes,
and go into
exactly.
Instead of customizing a character that is Kirito, mm-hmm. you put a new jacket on and call something else.
Yes, exactly. Plus, it sort of ties in nicely with the new series that's coming out, which is Sword Art Online Alternative, I think it's called, and it's based in Gun Gale Online, which is the shooty one, and none of the characters from the original.
Nice.
So even a different animation studio and everything. So we'll see how it goes. Nice. Very briefly while we're on anime, have I talked to you about Pop Team Epic yet?
Yes.
Okay. On pod.
Not on pod.
Okay. Have you watched anything yet?
Only what I've seen on the Book of Face.
Like okay,
clips
of, so
like, weirdness.
Really, really short clips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so that doesn't really give you the idea of it, because that's what it is. It's just lots of little clips. It's so bizarre. It is like, it's like an anime sketch show.
Right.
Because it's just in and out. Every scene's like in and out in about 15 to 20 seconds, and it's done, and then it's on to the next thing. And when you're not expecting that, it's a bit of a weird sort of shock when you start watching it.
Right.
But it's because it's based on a 4-panel manga. So, It just 4 boxes, you know, 4 pictures, and that was it. So people were like, how are they going to convert this into an anime? And it turns out just by doing that, doing really, really, really short and weird things.
Right, okay.
And the very, very weirdest part of it is I started watching it, and I got about halfway through the episode, and then looked, okay, this must be where the adverts are. And then it was like the episode started again. The very first scene from the beginning of this episode just started again. I'm like, am I on like a bad stream of this? Is something going wrong here? And then it got into the main characters, and suddenly it's a repeat of everything that happened in the first half, but with different voices. So I Googled this, and apparently every episode is like this. It's 2 15 minute sections are identical, apart from a couple of little changes that you're supposed to watch it and go, oh, that's different. So like, there's this bit where it's in French in the first half, and there's no subtitles to it, not even Japanese subtitles. It's just in French. And in the second part, there's English subtitles. And that's one of the differences. But in the first part, it's dubbed by men. And in the second half, it's dubbed, the whole thing dubbed by women.
Right.
And these characters are like the sort of these short, chubby, like girls that dress like Sailor Moon. And to hear the two like guys doing the voices is hilarious. And then when the women start doing it, it's just not as funny.
But what's the point if it's in French with no subtitles? Is that
because they knew? Well, if you're going to watch second half, you'll see it with subtitles. This is totally out of context. This is just weird. I think that's the problem. It's one of these things. It's just like, here's weird for the sake of weird.
Right. Okay.
And I love the characters more than I love the show.
Right. Okay.
And when you watch it, I think you'll agree those two characters are awesome. but the show just doesn't hold up all the way through. But just watch an episode and be weirded out.
Right.
Definitely have to see one.
I'm very intrigued to know how weirded out I will, because I watch some weird things, but this sounds bizarre. I'm intrigued to know if I'm like...
There was about two moments when I laughed out proper loud, but then the rest I was just like, what is that? It's really bizarre. I kind of wish I'd liked it more, because it had a lot of promise. But like I say, I just... Something about those two characters, when the men voice it, is brilliant.
Nice.
Just add something
that's
to
been
it.
The one thing that's been... Last week we were talking again about Dissidia and like how I bought the console title. So I'm like, right, I'm going to give it a go. Want to play it in Japanese, obviously with English subs.
Right.
Superb. You know what they forgot to do, Dan?
They forgot
to put the English subs in the actual game.
Which version? What are you talking about? Five?
So I'm talking about on Dissidia on the console.
Oh, wait, Dissidia, sorry. I always get Dissidia and Disgaea mixed up.
Ah, right, okay.
Dissidia, yes.
Yeah, so I've been literally playing it, and it starts off going, like, do you want it in English or Japanese? So I'm like, English subs and Japanese text, their Japanese voices, how I want it.
Yeah.
You got the choice of do you want Jap subs and Jap, whatever variation you wanted, you could have it in that.
Okay.
But I was like, English.
So it does give English subs as an option.
Yeah.
And they're just not there.
Right. And then it starts off at the beginning where it's like, you are brought to this world to like fight for the gods and blah, blah, blah. And it's in Japanese with English subs. I'm like, this is brilliant. And it's like, let me show you to your host and your host will guide you around. Da, da, da. And then Mog pops up and then they stop. The subtitles stop. And then you're watching like a good 10 minute. Like, full on Japanese thing where I'm like, maybe when it does, it's loading to another bit, maybe this will, nope, they just haven't put the subs in. And then I got to the main menu and I was like, I have no idea what the fuck the story of this game is about. Like, but thankfully, I've been playing the mobile, so I'm like, I've got a rough idea. But,
fair enough.
I'm like, what's going on? So I'm going to have to restart again in English just to watch the intro in English, so I've got like an idea of like what the hell that intro was about, because it's just Mog for ages about to come down going meh, 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 like speaking Japanese. That's not obviously how they speak, but I can't hoi, 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 stuff. And then it goes
that was worse, Rich.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
And then it just cuts to like the summon stones, like choose one. And I'm like, choose one for what? And like I choose this one, and it's like, hey, you've got a summon. I'm like, right, okay. Now what's going on? Because you're just talking at me, and there's no subtitles. Like, help me out. Try and press start and everything to see if I could get onto it. And you couldn't pause it. You couldn't get rid of it. You couldn't skip it. And I'm like, well, wonderful. I'll just play on the phone while I'm watching this. I'll play the actual mobile game because Chapter 6 has been released now. So I'm like, sound, doing that. And then when I got to the menu screen, I was like, right, maybe it turned off the subtitles and looked up at the top, got to the options. I was like, no, subtitles are on. Not just for like important bits.
Yeah.
Full on. Right. So I'm like, right, okay. So even like,
they're there for cutscenes.
I've got it. It's there for everything, but they're not there.
No.
And I'm like, that is frustrating as all. And I was like, oh, geez. So I went back to Persona 5.
Okay. Or just change it to English.
No.
Fair enough.
No, I like Persona 5.
Well, all that.
It is just...
Do you really?
But, yeah. So that's been weird. Also, I had, another mini... I've had a couple of nights of celebration-style things. It's my birthday week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Rich. I'm going to reference this a lot. Obviously, a bit late now because it's 47 minutes in, but I'm going to see how many times I say birthday now in the next 15 minutes.
Okay.
So on Friday night, I went out for my birthday with my old boss, Crabman, from one of the deck places I used to work at. Not seen him for ages. And last time we seen him, he's literally just had two kids. So when we went out for his birthday, we were out for like, must have been about a half hour until he was like, literally, I'm so knackered. It's like, I need to go home. And like the time before that, we were like, right, okay, let's have like a really good night out. And he's well up for it.
Yeah.
And then he broke his foot like literally like two days before. Oh, so he's like, I want to come out, but I'm on antibiotics, so I can't drink. I'm like, well, this is fun. And like, brilliant. So I was like, this is the first time for about a year and a half that I've been able to actually proper go out drinking with Crabman. And, I forgot how much he can put away drinks. So I was shit-faced by about 9 o'clock. Just, we went out at five. And I'm just like, wow. It was utterly ridiculous. So we went to this bar in town in Chester called Telford's Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the only bars in like the Northwest that sells this rum called pirate rum. Mm-hmm. And you're not allowed to, drink pirate rum with a mixer.
Right.
It has to be straight. But like I said, it's been a year and a half since.
Is that your rule, or that's just how it should be?
No, this is the way it has to be,
okay.
apparently. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, I went to the bar and I was like, can I get two pirate rum and cokes, and can I get two of... And the barman guy was like, I'm going to stop you right there. He was like, you could have... And then Crabman was like, what? Why are you getting it with mixers? I'm like, oh, wait, no. And he was like, well, I was going to say you can have anything else but pirate rum from now on, because you're not allowed to mix it. So I won't serve you pirate rum. And I'm like, no, I'll have it straight. We'll have straight pirate rums. And when we were there years back, Clive, my gnome.
Your gnome.
I've got a garden gnome that I got for a birthday like 6 years ago.
Yeah. Bought you.
Crabman, yeah.
So stole it.
He actually bought me this garden gnome.
All right, fair enough.
Where he's
I apologize.
At the centre. And he's awesome, Clive. We took him away when me, Dan and Ash went to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He came with us. He's travelled everywhere we go. He comes along with us. And that's where we went for the first night out, and they had this beer there called Le Chouf or something like that, and it had a little gnome on the pump.
Right.
And then on the glasses, so we got a couple of the glasses for the gnome. And there's a band on that night, so we sent him out crowd surfing, and there's the screens around for the people in the back that couldn't see. We were just literally having a beer, just watching Clive, the gnome, just like crowd surf around the venue. And then we were like, walked back in, was like, right, Clive, mine. And like, walked out with him. So we're like, we'll have a couple of pints of them. And the guy was like, we only do half pints of this because it's potent.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, great.
I'll have two half pints.
So I was like, can I get two of these and two pirate rums then? And like, pirate rum is stupidly like volatile anyway. So I was like, you're in a no-win situation of like, you've got a really, really like high alcoholic rum. And then this drink, like this lager, that when you drink it, it's just like, whoa. So like
it's like the old Rosie of lager.
Yeah. So like we were sipping both, and like they went, and I was like, right, we'll have another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then you're like, no more.
I'm
like,
and another
right.
one.
So we're like, right, we'll shoot off and go back to like another place. Mm. And then on the way there, he was like, did you mention rum? I'm like, did I mention rum? And he's like, ah, you just did, and pulled out a hip flask full of rum. And he was like, right, get this down here. So we literally...
On he's the really way, making up a lost time.
On the way to the pub, he was on a mission. Like, absolute mission. And yeah, we got back here for about, I want to say one, maybe 12, 12,
right.
one-ish.
Right, right.
I think back here, because we realised that we're getting old now. Like, going to pubs where there's kids there that are no... Like, they don't look like they're older than, like, 16.
Mm.
And yet they get an ID out. So, obviously, they are of age. But you're just like, Jesus Christ, you look that young. And it was no fun. So, we're like, let's go home.
Yeah.
So, I was like, I'll put you in the VR. I was like, this will be entertaining because you're drunk as well. So, this will be really fun. But he was not arsed in the slightest. He was on and he was like, nah, done the Until Dawn roller coaster bit. And apart from he was like, I love the roller coaster bit, that's fun. He was like, I know it's not real, so it's not scary.
Right.
And that was the same for everything we put him in. He was like, yeah, not bothered. Like, genuinely not bothered. And he was like, took it off. He was like, should we just drink some more? I'm like, right, okay. So, like, we drank some more. And then last night, yesterday morning, I woke up and I was like, I feel like shit. And I was like, this is not good.
Mm.
It's been ages. Like, my bedroom still smells of rum. And, like, it's just... it's brutal, just because it lingers around that much. And I was like, right, we're supposed to go out with Nat and, like, her fella. And, like, the night I was out with Crabman, they said that basically the M62's been, shut down
mm-hmm.
because of the travels. I was like, oh, no, that means I'm going to have a quiet night in. That'll be amazing. I can't wait. And then, like, Saturday morning, he was like, hey, I'm free. I'm like, right, ace, so you've made it. Right, so now I'm going to have to go out drinking. And I was like, my body was not ready for round two. Went the barbers that Ash goes to. They've now started getting me in there every month. Got to pay fucking 15 quid instead of a fiver.
Oh.
I'm like, what's going on here? But like, I've never had anyone pay actual attention to my hair before. It's really right. weird. They usually it's just like three snips of scissors and they're like, right, you're done.
Yeah.
Here's a fiver. I'm like, nice. This woman literally just like measures it like centimeter by centimeter, like the proper like going through it all, like wow. meticulously, amazingly brilliant. But when it was doing yesterday, she was literally just like going through the hair to pick up the other bits of hair. And as she was like felt like she was stroking my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, uh-huh. And she's like, Where I'm like, I am really sorry. And like, she's like, you're right. I was like, I stopped drinking about 4 hours ago. And I was like, I'm just a bit tired. And she was like, oh my God. Well, you need to get yourself off home. And I was like, I'm going bar lounge the minute you finish this. And I was like, so can you put some wax in it? Cause at least it'll look like I've made an effort. Wow. And they all started laughing. She's like, do you want a drink? And I was like, I'd murder a brew. And she's like, right, so they went and start, they make your brews and like get your magazines and fucking fluff your coat and shit.
There's your extra £10.
So I was like, amazing. So I had that and I was like, right, I feel a little bit better now. And she's like, good. And she started literally just going like, right, I'm just going to wash your hair. So she's like going through the hair, just literally like massaging my head. I was like, oh my God, I'm falling asleep. Oh my God, I'm falling asleep. And the next thing, like I sort of opened my eyes and she's just got a phone. And she's like, oh, you were close. And I was like, holy shit, how am I going to drink tonight? She was like, I have no idea, but I hope you survive. So I was like, brilliant. So I went out, got to the Common Hall, where it was, like, another bar in Chester, which is awesome. Upstairs, it's everything's just made out of pallets. So you go drinking in there. It's, like, really nice, because we couldn't get to the bar lounge, our local. It was too full. They weren't even letting in. So I'm like, oh. So went up, caught them, and literally the first thing that happened was, I was like, right, who wants a drink? I'll get a drink in, thinking, it's my birthday, so they're going to be like, no, we'll get it in. And Ash was like, oh, yeah, I'll have a pint. Adam was like, well, yeah, you're 3 drinks behind us, mate, so you need to play catch-up. I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm like, right. So I went down, and they do steins, proper big, huge, like, 2-pint steins. Nice. I'm like, brilliant, can I get 2 steins and, like, 3 pints? And I took them up, and I was like, right, put them down. And I'm like, oh, my God, what are them? I was like, these are my steins. And I'm literally just like, chugged one back as much as I could. And the minute it went down, I was like, oh no. I was like, that didn't sit well at all. I'm like, that's sitting literally like top of my throat. And I'm like, oh, that's a lot of alcohol. I'm like, that's really not good. And I started just like going like, you all right, babe? And like rubbing my back, let out the biggest burn I've ever done. I was like, I am so, so sorry. I'm like, she winded me. And I was like, oh my God. But I thought I was going to be sick, but I wasn't, which is great. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. Necked the other stein, necked Ash's drink accidentally, thinking it was mine as well. And I was just literally like on the prowl for it. Okay. And then we were like, we don't want to, like, Ash's made a chili. So we're like, I'm not going to stay out all night. I'm like, right, get a few more drinks in then. And, like, Adam doesn't drink a lot. So, like, he was on his 3rd beer, and he was just like, right, okay, I'm cool, I'm ready to just, like, die now, so just let me not drink. So he'd keep talking, and then just move the glass around the table as he talked. So he's like, yeah, I'm picking it up, and like, yeah, it's back down, and talking down, and whatnot. And then we were talking about this VR, and he's like, well, I don't want to get too drunk, so I don't want to throw up on your thing, so I'm going to stop drinking now. And I was like, nice excuse. I was like, brilliant, I'll drink some more then. So then we ordered some more drinks, got to ours, and I was like, right, let's stick you in the VR then. And literally the first thing that I think loaded up in the hall in VR Worlds, you know, when the lights come on, he screamed. like, he was looking around when he seen the shark picture, like, statue. He was like, oh, shit, shark. I'm like, it's not going to move. And he was like, right, okay, then. And then when you see the pad, he screamed. And then you realise you could play around with the things. And he was like, this is amazing. I was like, actually do something in it. And then we stuck him on Until Dawn. And I felt like I should have gone round to my neighbours to apologise, because it sounded like someone was getting murdered in our house. He was screaming, crying, like punching, kicking. I was like, just shoot. Do the thing that I've told you to do instead of trying to uppercut people. It's like, just shoot them. But he was screaming at everything. When like a duck was going round the target practice at the beginning, screaming. And like, when it hits the bit, he nearly had a nervous breakdown when it hit the pig bit, and then all the pigs start squealing they're getting cut up. He literally just put both hands by the side, like side of each ear, and just started rocking. And I'm like, holy shit, he's having a breakdown. I was like, are you all right in there? Wow. I was like, oh my God. But that was just amazing. So that completely beat, obviously, like the night before. I'm like, so not everyone has like a good reaction.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't. Thankfully, you put my faith back in actual people. So it was so much fun. And then today I've had a carvery.
Yeah,
it's been delightful. Well, absolutely delightful.
I wish I was that drunk on Wednesday. It was, you know, just to get through the Electric Six concert I went to.
Oh, yes, we're going to talk about this.
We don't really need to talk about it, other than very briefly.
Yeah, I want to know, how were Electric Six?
It was odd, right? So,
And how many people do you reckon were there for Electric Six? And how many were there for the support band?
There was a lot there for Electric Six, Reg.
Really?
So this was the thing that kind of weirded me out. So I only went to see a band called Mutant Monster, who are
aren't the ones from Mightybush.
No,
are the mutant people.
No, because that's mutant people.
Yeah, and
it's a three-piece all-girl Japanese punk band, and they're really, really good. Like really fun. They put on a really good show, to the point where they there's about 12 shows on this tour of the UK, and they sold out of their album by like show six.
Wow!
Because people were loving them that much. Because it is like, you know, do you remember in Kill Bill? You know, is it 5, 6, 7, 8s they're called or something.
Yeah.
The woohoo, woo-hoo. Like when they started playing shows over in the UK, and they all sold out because people were like, "Oh, it's a crazy Japanese band," you know, and that was most people's limit. And they seem to almost get that same sort of reaction.
Right, okay.
A lot of people see them and they're just really fun, bouncy, melodic sort of, you know, old school sort of punky songs. So yeah, they were great. But it was fairly, I don't know, maybe about half full. It was in the Academy 2, so it wasn't in the big Academy. It was middle floor.
That's where I'm going on Saturday. Actual Academy.
Feeder are playing...
Manchester Academy. Yeah, playing
Academy 2.
Academy 1.
Academy 1. Oh, okay, yeah, that's a big one. Mm. Yeah, so, but anyway, so it was probably about half full for them. And then that finished, and I went, oh, I'm going to go off to the merch stall, because they'll come out, and they did. Got a photo and stuff like that, bought a T-shirt. And then went back, and it was packed. Absolutely packed. Like, it wasn't sold out, but it was close to it.
Wow.
Because I got just bought tickets on the door. And we sort of hung out sort of the back of the side. You can see everything. And Electric Six come out. First of all, I don't know why. He didn't look anything like, the main singer didn't look anything like I expected him to. I don't think I've ever seen them other than in the Danger High Voltage video or the, you know, dressed as Freddie Mercury in the gay bar one. With the fake mustache and stuff like that. And just, I don't know, wasn't what I expected at all. And the whole band wasn't what I expected. But they come on and, they've got a new album out that they crowdsourced apparently. Yeah. And they launched into the first song and he was like, okay, this is song number one, and named it. And then loads of people went, woo! And I've never heard of this song.
Right, okay.
And I remember we used to love the first Electric Six album. We used to have it on a lot. We took it to festivals, had it on in game to the point, you know, where we could. And then the second album wasn't great, and then we gave up on them.
Yeah.
I think we even had tickets to go and see him, but then I think I went away, so I didn't get to go.
Possibly.
I'm sure we did at one point. But anyway, and everyone starts singing along and singing back to him and stuff. And I'm like, it really is true that every band is someone's favourite band.
Yeah.
Right? We might not even think anything of them, might not have heard anything since those two big hits. But other people have. Other people have stayed with them. There was some young people there as well. You know, maybe 15, 16-year-olds there.
Wow.
And people were singing back. It was ridiculous. The second song they go into was Gay Bar.
Nice.
And then maybe about the eighth song was Danger High Voltage. We also did Dance Commander. That was in the encore.
Dance Commander. Yeah.
Did Naked Pictures of Your Mother.
Nice.
So they played a good selection from the first album. What? No, didn't play She's White. She's so white.
She's white like the light. Never like the night.
It's a good album. Go and listen to Fire by Electric Six. It's not as bad as you might think. And he also did another one. I forget what it was. Oh, Improper Dancing.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And did some improper dancing in the chorus. But anyway, every song he announced, he read, this is song number two, and would say what it is. And it was just really weird. But anyway, he got to sort of, I was there with a friend of mine who had just, I hadn't seen in ages, and he came into my work the night before as we were closing. I was like, what are you doing tomorrow? And he's like, nothing. Do you want to go and see Electric Six? I'm really going for this other band. And he's like, might do.
Yeah, because you asked me and I was like, nope.
No, I know. But he works in Liverpool, and then I was out shopping anyway, and then he texted, so what's this support band's name? And I sent him the name. He went on Spotify and went, yeah, go on then. So we were there during the Electric Six show, and it got to maybe about three quarters of the way through, and I was literally about to go, I think I want to give this one more song, and I might go. And then they played what's it? They played Dance Commander. I was like, okay, right. I'll give him to the end of the main set. I'm not staying for the encore. And he's like, no, that's fine. But, yeah, it was all right. I wouldn't really recommend going to see them. And I don't quite understand how they are still so popular. Not even, there wasn't even like, oh, just play Gay Bar. Come on.
Right.
It was, there was people that wanted other songs.
See, because that's the thing, like, whenever I go see Feeder, like, when we go see Feeder now again, the minute that there's more than four people in the room before even the support act comes on, starts.
Yeah.
And then everyone just goes, and just goes over everything.
If you've got a band who had a popular period and they had some really big songs, you're always going to get that. You're always going to have people going, yeah, let's go, because those were amazing songs. This would be fun. And maybe you don't know much else, especially not the newer stuff. But a band like that was so big that people did stick with them. They might not have had massive hits, but enough fans stuck with them that they can still sell out the Academy.
Oh, yeah.
So this just doesn't... I don't see that. I don't know whether they're just completely off my radar, but I've never heard any radio station play them since. I've not seen any music videos. I've not seen them show up on YouTube. Nothing.
No. But, see, and that's the thing. It is bizarre, isn't it? Because, like you said, they've got someone out there who's like,
yep,
these are my favourite band.
Exactly.
There will be someone who's got an Electric Six tattoo somewhere in this world.
Yep. There's someone out there who the Nerd Odie podcast is their favourite podcast.
Yeah.
Probably.
No, maybe. There is. There
it's
got to
be.
It's not my mum. I don't think my mum likes it. I told my brother to, when we went round for a Domino's and see the little kid last Wednesday when you were doing that. And I was like, oh yeah, so we did the podcast the other night, and Ash was like, you should listen to it. Because I was in the mood the other day to listen to a podcast.
Right.
But no, Kevin Smith, I didn't have anything out. I'm like, I don't know what to listen to anymore. So I was like, I'll listen to our podcast that we recorded literally like the night before.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I should have waited a little bit, because usually I give it like a week or two, and then I'll go back and listen to one that we've done.
Yeah.
But I put it on, and Ash was loving the stories about like the turtle, and like when we started talking about the little and whatnot. Right. And she was like, you need to listen to the first at least like 15, 20 minutes.
To hear that he genuinely likes your baby.
Yeah, she was he genuinely loves it, like proud uncle moment and whatnot. And I was like, you know what, actually, that was just a really fun pod. Yeah. Like every now and again, we do one where it's just like, I genuinely loved that part.
Yeah, yeah.
That was one of them, I think, where I was just like, you know what, actually, yeah, that was a genuinely really fun one.
In summary, because we'll call it a night here, they released another Hollywood Babylon, though, this week.
Oh, right, okay.
But it was the episode that was recorded the day before he did his stand-up show and then had his heart attack.
Right,
so it's quite funny listening to him talking about this stand-up show, because he goes on about it saying, you know, oh, I'm doing this and recording this and blah, 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 and next week I'm going to go and do this and that. And then to all be like, nope, no, you're not.
Wow.
And then he was on the Ralph Report. He did his first exclusive interview with Ralph Garman on the Ralph Report.
Jesus Christ, he's only just like, got out of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the miracle workers now, aren't they? All these, you know, medical science means he was out of hospital within about 3 days.
And cloned.
Probably cloned.
That's going to be his next.
Barbara Streisand's dogs. At least we got an episode title. Barbara Streisand cloned her dogs. Anyway, this is it, guys. I'll see you all in about 2.5 weeks.
I will try my best to not make sure the Nerd OD podcast goes on fire.
Okay.
If
you want to do an episode 50 and a 51, then that's fine, because then 52 will feel like it's a year of podcasts, and then it might be a good celebratory one when I get back. And, you know, I can force you all to eat Kit Kats, yeah. I've got a fun little game to play, though, in that. I'm kind of ripping it off a YouTube channel, I saw, but I'm going to do it anyway. Like, good sweets and really, really bad sweets.
Oh, no.
And you and Steve can sort of fight between yourselves and see who has to have a good one, who gets a bad one.
I think we should create a Wheel of Fortune.
Possibly. We'll see. But yeah, turns out there's a lot of bad Japanese snacks.
No, no.
Can't wait.
But so far we've only had good.
Yeah, I know. Apart from those strawberry shortcake crisps.
Oh yeah, they were weird. They were really weird. But I'm definitely
go and watch our video.
Octopus ball flavored crisps.
Always, Reg. Always. Yeah. Right, but anyway, thank you very much for listening, and matane.
And I hope it's still here when you come back.
Yes.
Goodbye.
See you.